I'm going to begin with my elevator pitch, if you like, my one sentence for why we should remain as part of the EU. And I believe, the Green Party believes, that we flourish best when we work together jointly on the problems that we face. And it's very obvious that there are lots of joint problems that we need to tackle together with the people of Europe. Air pollution is one of the obvious ones. We have a huge problem in Britain, more than 50,000 people, many of them poorer people, die prematurely each year as a result of air pollution. Now, actually, about a third of our air pollution comes mostly from France. But then again, a lot of their pollution comes from us. This is a problem we need to work on jointly together. When we think about water pollution, if we dump some stuff in the channel, some of it ends up in France and vice versa. This is something we need to tackle together. And then we have the issue of fish. And quite often when I'm in different debates on this, I get someone from UKIP going, we have to leave the EU because we have to get back our fish. Which always conjures up in my mind a fish with a passport tucked under its fin, swimming around in circles because it can't go any other way. So there's lots of, I think, reasons what we can see tackling climate change together, which the EU has been a real leader on. We need to be part of a global effort, but the EU, as part of a multinational organisation, has a real role to play. Those are things that we need to tackle together. And then, of course, there's free movement of people. And I don't think possibly we're going to get much disagreement about this evening. In the Green Party, we believe we celebrate free movement of people, and we believe that enriches the possibility of all of our lives. I was talking to students from Lancaster last night, and those Lancaster students, almost all of them, knew somebody who had gone to study in Germany or Scandinavia, where there are, of course, either zero or very low university tuition fees. That's a model that we can look to, we can celebrate, individuals can enjoy, and we can use to campaign for zero university tuition fees in Britain. Maybe if you've had enough of studying for a while, you might like to go and au pair in Rome for a year, or go and volunteer on an organic farm. You can travel around the continent, work, experience life, and have a richer life because of that. And of course, we're all enriched here by all the people from continental Europe who come here. And I think I want to share this argument because I think it's a good one to take on people from the UKIP side of things. They're saying, immigration is a problem because of the NHS, that's what they say. Well, but let's take them on and knock them down, because the way, I did this with a white van man who randomly stopped me in the street, and I said to him, if you go to an NHS hospital or an NHS doctor, if you meet someone from the other parts of Europe, they're most likely to be treating you, helping you, not in the queue with you. That's the reality of EU immigration. People come here and they contribute. They're on average healthier than the rest of us, younger than the rest of us, and so that is no argument against EU immigration. What of course we've got to demonstrate is that we have problems with the NHS. The NHS is under immense pressure, and that's because of Tory privatisation and Tory cuts. And let's make that clear to everybody that the Tories are blind. And thinking, going back to the point of cooperation, it's really important to say that we think about so many workers' rights, and the TUC has come up with a very good report and a very good list of these, all the workers' rights that we owe to the EU. And then we think about perhaps the other side of this, which is the other side of how we have to rein in the big multinational companies and make them pay their taxes. Even if we had a very different government to we have in Britain, it's really tough for Britain on its own to take on those big multinational companies. Now, of course, we have the government we have at the moment, and I think it's a good example, a good factual illustration of where we are, given the fact that it's the EU that has imposed bankers' bonuses caps on bankers' bonuses, and it was the British Tory government that actually used our money to appeal against the EU imposition of bankers' bonuses. So if we're going to work together to rein in those multinationals, to break down their business model that's built on not paying their taxes and not paying their workers a decent living wage and relying on zero-hours contracts, we need to work together as the peoples of Europe to build a different kind of economy. Now, again, I'm going to find a point where I think we'll have lots of agreement here this evening, because the Green Party campaign, you can see lots of materials on the stall outside, the Green Party campaign is called Greens for a Better Europe. There's lots wrong with the EU, there's lots that we want to reform. And if we take one of the obvious examples, the proposed EU-US free trade deal known as TTIP. Now, I'm really proud that the Green Party has been at the absolute forefront of the fight against TTIP right across Europe. And I don't think I need to explain why we need to do that in this hall. Ask anyone who's sitting next to you. If you want to find out more, you need to know more. But TTIP, I know when I have this debate on Twitter about three times a day, people are saying, oh, we have to leave the EU because of TTIP. Well, I invite you to look, to think of an image. Imagine that we had voted for Brexit. And imagine what happens next. What you have is Prime Minister Boris Johnson going to Washington, and I'm sorry, this is the real nightmare scenario, Boris Johnson going to Washington to talk to President Trump. And down on bended knee, Boris says to President Trump, please, please, please give us a free trade deal. We'll sign anything you want us to sign, a UK-US free trade deal. And that's where we end up. Whereas by contrast, when you think about TTIP, TTIP was actually supposed to be signed towards the end of last year. And it's actually the resistance across Europe that's ensured that TTIP has not been signed. So I think, I haven't had anyone correct me, I believe the 3.5 million people from across the EU who signed the petition against TTIP, that's the biggest ever petition that there's been. The Germans had 250,000 people on the streets of Berlin just marching against TTIP. There's a whole EU-wide civil society campaign against TTIP, and we need to be part of that, to be in there fighting that, to stop TTIP. That's what we need to do. When this is, I think, one of the things that we really need to explore and talk about a bit more, because the whole EU-wide civil society movement has been growing and developing. You think about the battle against neonicotinoids, the bee-killing pesticides. We've finally now, after a huge struggle, got them banned in Britain based on EU rules. And that's the result of campaigning across Europe, people uniting together. Glyphosate, Roundup, it's in the balance at the moment, but we're seeing the kind of restrictions, the kind of force that I don't think we'd ever have won in Britain on our own. So what we've got there is the starting point's the developing people's Europe, where the peoples of Europe are getting together, the campaigners are saying, we're going to grab hold of this and make it work for us. Now, there is, of course, a lot that we need to change. The Commission is far too powerful compared to the Parliament. But, of course, this is where we get to the comparisons, because there's an awful lot we need to change about Westminster. People say to me, oh, the EU commissioners aren't elected. And I point to the House of Lords. People say to me, you know, the Parliament needs more power, and I point to the fact that we have a government that was elected with the support of 24% of eligible voters who supported the Tories. We need a huge amount of reform, but that doesn't mean that the answer is to give up on Westminster or to give up on democracy. I do know that up in these northern parts, people sometimes say that, you know, when Scotland gets independence, perhaps you can just redraw the boundaries. But I'm not sure that's realistic. I think the answer is to stay in with Westminster and fight to reform it, just as I believe we need to stay in as part of the EU and fight to reform that. And I'm going to conclude with some thoughts, because increasingly now, looking at where the polls are at, people have been asking me, what happens on June 24 if we have voted for Brexit and we have to say, what next? And what I think the Green Party will be doing is drawing up an enormous list of everything that we've lost. The protections of workers' rights, equal pay rules, rules for agency workers, rules to protect birds and other wildlife, rules to protect habitats, rules that are at the absolute core of things that we have been fighting for decades. And we're going to have to fight for them all over again. In the current political climate, we're going to have to try and reinstitute a huge number of things that we'll have suddenly lost. And I think I'd really like to pose a question. Given the state of our society now, our economic, social and environmental crises, the fact that we still haven't dealt with the too-big-to-fail banks, that we've got 1.1 million visits to Trussell Trust food banks, they've got so many people struggling to keep a roof over their head, that we've got the environmental crisis, climate change, trashing our soils, plastic in our oceans, the state of our world. Do we really want to go back and lose all of that, all the protections we've got under the EU, and have to defend those while we also take on the Tory government, take on neoliberalism, try and transform our whole society? I don't believe we can be at that point. I think what we should be at the point of is voting to remain in the EU, and as I said, we're called Greens for a Better Europe. On June 24, we can be focusing on the reforms we want in the EU, and even more, the reforms that we want in Britain, the massive changes we want in Britain, focusing above all on getting rid of this Tory government. That's where our focus should be.